Good grief. Oh my goodness. That song brings back so many awesome memories. I got to say, I bought that Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA cassette. I still own it to this freaking day. I'm not even sure if it plays or not. But my God, there's not a bad track on that record. And I remember being absolutely obsessed with that record. And let's get to the, we'll do the track listing here. So we heard Glory Days, of course. And I saw a couple set lists from this tour, and Glory Days was part of it. So there is a chance, Winnipeggers, Peggers, that we might hear Glory Days tomorrow. And I think I might have to wear Depends, because if I hear, you know, too many, you know, my favorite Bruce songs, I don't know, man. I don't know if my bladder, I'm not that young anymore, man. And I'm not sure if my bladder can take this thing. You know what I mean? I got to, you know, extreme caution needs to be taken tomorrow, because my goodness, Glory Days Live would be, yikes, scary stuff. So Born in the USA came out in 1984 on Columbia Records. I just want to check something here on the old internet, interwebs, blah, blah, blah. Where the hell is it? There it is, 1984. I just want to see. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because I looked this up before, but my brain is like a sieve, I believe that went gold in Canada. Actually, it probably went platinum in Canada, which is ridiculous, if you ask me. But no, I don't know where it is here. It was easier to find sitting on my couch. But anyways, it probably sold about a million records in Canada, which is not easy to do, even back when we had to buy records back in 1984. By the way, in 1984, the Bombers won the Grey Cup that year, too. What a year it must have been, man. I remember Tyrone Jones and the fellas kicking butt, and Bruce Springsteen coming out with one of the most epic rock and roll records of all time. I'll say it. You can call me on it if you want, but in my opinion, that is one of the greatest rock and roll records ever released. We played Nebraska before that from a record called Nebraska, which came out just before Born in the USA in 1982. Nebraska, I mean, you know, I kind of get emotional about Nebraska. Nebraska is nothing, you know, like Born in the USA. For you Bruce fans, you're like, yeah, tell me something I didn't know, man. But Nebraska sends shivers down my spine. Bruce Springsteen recorded Nebraska on a four-track recorder, you know, in his house or something, in his basement, in his living room or something. And the plan apparently was, you know, he's going to record these tracks and he's going to bring them to the E Street Band. And then the E Street Band's going to come and do the magic to them, you know, as the E Street Band did on every record, pretty much. But I'm really, really glad that he left it. He just released it as a four track. I think they did a little something, something, you know, mastering wise to it. But that record is insane. That is one of the greatest records, probably folk. I don't know if you know, there's one really rocking tune on Nebraska, but most of them are just incredible stories. Like when I listen to Nebraska, there's a movie going through my head. You know, I have my own version of what Bruce Springsteen is singing about. That's how good that record is. Not every band does that to me, but Nebraska, oh, what a ridiculous album. So we heard the title track again, 82 Columbia. I think everything's Columbia here. Yeah, it is. Bruce was, Columbia was smart. They're like, we're going to keep this guy. He's going to sell some records. We're going to make some money. We heard My Lucky Day. What a freaking rocking song. Apparently that's going to be on the set list. Maybe not for Winnipeg, but it has been. There's a chance we'll hear My Lucky Day from a record called Working on a Dream. Came out in 2009. Yeah, it was Columbia. We heard Shackled and Drawn. And that's the latest Bruce song that I played in that I'll be playing tonight. It's from the year 2012. Wrecking Ball was the record, which is that Wrecking Ball record is so good. My goodness, good grief. Speaking of good, The Rising before that from the album The Rising, 2002, Columbia again put it out. And that is a scary album. What the hell's with this guy? And then we heard something real early from 1975 to kick the whole set off. It was the 10th Avenue Freeze-Out. I can almost guarantee you we will hear that tomorrow in Winnipeg. And that is a groovy song. way back in 75. Of course, Bruce started in 73 with two records he came out with, and those were insane as well. So I am absolutely stoked to go to the show. The more I'm playing these songs, the more I'm thinking, holy cow, this is going to be incredible. Yeah, I got a feeling, like, I don't want to put too many expectations on this show, but I'm thinking, is this going to be the show of the year in Winnipeg? I wonder. For some people, it's going to be, I think. And so far, like for what I've read on on internet, interwebs, we're not going to be disappointed, I don't think. Interesting, though, Bruce just went to, took a little bit of time off the Canadian part of the tour, because what did he do? He just did Toronto, or two nights in Toronto, I think. But then he went down to New York City, and that was for Remembrance Day. And he played a show in New York. I'm assuming he's snug as a bug in a rug right now, somewhere in Winnipeg, some expensive hotel, and he's probably resting up along with his bandmates, E Street Band, who I can't wait to see too. Talk about some talented people. Holy kashmoli. And I got a feeling they're in Winnipeg getting ready to go. So, yeah. And by the way, folks, the last I checked, I think I checked yesterday or perhaps it was the day before, there's a few tickets left. And so if you want to go, if you're listening to these songs and going, man, I can't miss this, and I don't think you should. I think you should. You know, I know money and all that stuff, but listen, you know, we're only going to live once, I think, maybe twice, maybe I'll come back. Like, my dream is to come back if there's life after death. I want to come back as a house cat. But anyways, I've said that many times on the show, but anyways, you know, house cats don't usually go to Bruce Springsteen shows, do they? No, and I highly doubt I'm going to come back as a human being if there is life after death. So so now's the time. The time is now. Get out there. Get your tickets. There's not many left. I'm talking maybe 100 seats left or something. And we're not going to see Bruce Springsteen in Winnipeg anymore. You know what I mean? So this is it. This is your last chance. You're going to have the FOMO. I'm telling you, you're going to have FOMO. So... yeah, everyone get down to the Bruce Springsteen show. There's going to be thousands of us. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah. I mean, putting together this show this week has been incredibly rewarding. Let's get on with it. I'm talking too much because it's already 1:11 in the damn morning. This is Bruce Springsteen. This is a song called, I'll do this on CD. This is called Human Touch from the album Human Touch. It's CKUW 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is going until 3 in the morning, and it's almost all Bruce Springsteen for 3 hours. Hell yeah.
You and me, we were the pretenders. We let it all slip away. In the face of strangers, we ain't gonna find no miracles here. Well, you can wait on your blessings, my darling. I got a deal for you right here. We'll be right back.
than a little pain. You might need something to hold on to when all the answers say don't amount to much. Somebody that you could just talk to in a little of that human touch. Baby, in a world without pity, do you think what I'm asking's too much? I just want to feel you in my arms, share a little of that human touch, share a little of that human touch, feel a little of that human touch in you, feel a little of that human touch, share.
And there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over reach. Hot soup on a campfire in the breach. Shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in their car in the southwest. No job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joe. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a button and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. on the ghost of Tom Jones. There's a cop beating a gun. Wherever a hungry newborn baby cries, there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Mom, I'll be there. Where there's somebody fighting for a place to stay, a decent job or a helping. Somebody struggling to be free. Look in the eyes, Mom, you'll see me. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light with the ghost of old Tom Jones.
listener-driven, never corporate-programmed. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Son of Dave, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
To come down here no more. They're closing down the textile mill across the railroad tracks. Foreman says these jobs are going, boys, and they ain't coming back to your home. My name is Joe Robert. I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out of Burnville, barracks number 8. I always done an honest job, as honest as I could. I got a brother named Frank. Frankie ain't no good. Now ever since we was young kids, it's been the same come down. I get a call on the short way, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But when it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as a band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streams like any brother would. Man turns his back on his family, well, he just ain't no good. Well, Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm to firm, settled down, took Maria for my wife. But then wheat prices kept on dropping, till it was like we were getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68, and me, I took this job. Yeah, we're laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria the Johnstown flood. I catch him when the street. Teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family. He ain't no friend of mine. Well, the night was like any other, but I got a call about quarter to nine. There was trouble in a root house out on the Michigan line. There was a kid lying on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table, and it was Frankie said. Well, I went out and I jumped in my car, and I hit the lights. Well, I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. It was out at the crossroads down round Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with a high plate, behind the wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. I pulled over to the side of the highway and watched his taillights disappear. And Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Marie as the band plays Night of the Johnstown Flood. I catch him when he streams like any brother. Man turns his back on his family, but he just ain't no good.
Okay, CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, everybody. It's the Night Danger Radio Show. And it's episode, what is it? Episode 287, and it's mostly Bruce Springsteen. So far, it's been all Bruce Springsteen. Well, I mean, the first set was all covers, second all Bruce Springsteen, and that set that we just completed was all Bruce Springsteen as well. My goodness. So there's that album Nebraska again. Sorry, I'm going to move this thing. There, that's better. And yeah, I mean, dang. If you haven't listened to Nebraska in a while, or maybe you've never listened to the album Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen, I would highly, highly recommend you do so, especially if you're going to go to the show tomorrow. I mean, I don't think we're going to hear much from Nebraska because, of course, the E Street Band are nowhere to be seen, you know, on this record. But holy kashmoli, that was a song called Highway Patrolman. Whew, that kind of cracks me up. I'm, wow. Scary. 1982, Nebraska came out, and it was Columbia Records, again, that put that sucker out. We heard My Hometown as we got pretty slow to end that set from Born in the USA from 1984. One of my favorite records, but besides Born in the USA, Nebraska, is Darkness on the Edge of Town. And yeah, we just heard Factory from that very album. And do we know what? I don't know. I don't. I think it was 19. Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Maybe I'll look it up right now. You know, I have the internet. We have the technology here at the station. So let's see. When did The Innocent Darkness on the Edge of Town came out in 1978? And holy kashmoli, that is a scary record. And let's just take a look here real fast. Where is Ah, there it is. So let's see. Badlands, they've been playing live. Adam Raised a Cane's been played live on this tour. Candies? No, I don't think so. Racing in the Streets, just spectacular. The Promised Land has been played on this tour. And Prove It All Night, I think, is going to be played. I haven't seen Factory, though. Man, Factory. Bruce, if you're listening, Factory, dude. That'd be insane. Yeah, apparently, too, folks, if you're sitting pretty close to the stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band have been taking sign requests. So if you want to make up your own sign that says, hey, could you please play Factory or, you know, your favorite Bruce song and you know, you're kind of close and he can actually see, you might get your request played. Huh? 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 Tell him Night Danger Radio sent you. Anyway, we heard Pay Me My Money Down. We played that on the show before. We play that for Fun Drive, which, by the way, happens on the second week of February. And that's where we ask you to give us money so we can stay broadcasting commercial-free for another year. So please pay us your money down in February. We'd appreciate it. We're looking for 60 grand. And last year we came up with like 51 or something. We were 9 grand short. Your pledge counts, that's for sure. We played a cover of The Ghost of Tom Joad, but now we just played The Real Ghost of Tom Joad from a record of the same name, 1995 that came out. The lyrics on that are ridiculous. I can kind of see why Rage Against the Machine and others have covered that song for sure. And off the top of the set, it was Human Touch from the album Human Touch, 1992. And of course, everything is Columbia Records with Bruce Springsteen. Listen, it is 1:44 in the morning. We got to get our butts going, but listen, we have to check CKW weather, or as we're calling it tonight, Bruce Springsteen AccuWeather. So Bruce Springsteen AccuWeather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Hold on, I just want to see what happens here. Okay. Let's try.
Weather.
Okay. So far, so good. So what?
Weather.
All right, so Bruce Springsteen AccuWeather, it is currently 6 degrees in Winnipeg, and apparently it's raining, but we don't have any windows or doors here. Just kidding, we have doors. But yeah, we wouldn't know if there was a nuclear apocalypse. I'd still be like, hey, everybody, Bruce Springsteen. But anyways, we're supposed to go down 2 degrees to 4, and the rain continues. 60% chance for the rest of Wednesday. But by the time the show starts in the nighttime, it should just go down to a... not too bad for Winnipeg. 0 degrees is the low, and the rain will stop. Thursday, it's going to stay cloudy, high of 6, low of 1 at night with cloudy periods. The sun comes back on Friday, 9 above, 3 degrees and cloudy at night. Saturday night, on the eve of the Grey Cup, dun, 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 8 degrees and raining, or 60% chance of rain. Anyways, minus 1 and a chance of rain showers or the F word, flurries.
Weather.
Flurries.
Weather.
Flurries. Okay, and for Sunday, which is Grey Cup Sunday, hey, November 17th, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, hell yeah, it's going to be 2 degrees with a chance of...
Weather.
Yeah, flurries, and minus 4 at nighttime for the big Grey Cup victory party. And if you want to look all the way to Monday the 18th, it's supposed to be 3 above, a mix of sun and cloud. By the way, for you Oak Island fans, Oak Island starts on Sunday, November the 17th. So I'm old, so I may not go to the any kind of Portage and Maine party after we win the Grey Cup. I might just stay home and watch the season premiere of The Curse of Oak Island, which I think is in season number 4,623. And yeah, so there you go. I haven't lost the faith yet, though, folks. I think they're going to find some treasures. So let's see if we can find some treasures, some more Bruce Springsteen treasures. Want to? We got one more Bruce Springsteen set, and then we're going to go into some Grey Cup stuff, some CFL/Grey Cup songs. And if we got time, and we might have time, it's only, well, maybe not. I don't know. It's 1:47 already. But if we have some time, we're going to try and squeeze in a few new releases from some favorites of the Night Danger Radio Show. But in the meantime and in the between time, We're going to go for some more Bruce Springsteen. One more set of Bruce. Honestly, I could have done another one. I could have easily done another Bruce Springsteen set, but we're gonna cut it off here. And let's start with the E Street Shuffle. This is one we will hear tomorrow. I'm almost positive we'll hear this tomorrow. So if you haven't heard this in a while, because this is from way back in the 70s, check it out. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show is going till 3 in the morning when Bruce Springsteen's powering us on to perhaps the show of the year. Hell yeah.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped into town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home when I pointed it out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond. It's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, we might have made some friends with some billionaires. We might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note that said bye-bye, John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on. So I bought a 44 Magnum with solid steel cast. And in the blessed name of Elvis, well, I just let it blast. Till my TV lay in pieces there at my feet. And they busted me for disturbing the almighty peace. Judge said, what you got in your defense, son? 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. See by your eyes, friend, you're just about gone. 57 channels and nothing on. 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 57 channels and
listener-driven radio, 24/7, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, this is Kevin Kane from the Grapes of Wrath, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Trust me, my confidence is leaving.